It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our neighbors just across the county line because there is all kinds of stuff happening over in Chatham County. And joining me in the studio today, I've got a lot of guests. We've got Randy Voller, who's the publisher of the Chatham County Line magazine newspaper, as well as James Vose, recently minted Town of Pittsboro commissioner. Guys, happy Tuesday. How are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Brighton. I said last month we were going to bring James here, and he brought a special guest.
Yeah, he sure did. His son, Waylon, is also here with us. How's it going, Waylon?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We appreciate you stopping by and being with us. So congratulations on being sworn in,
Thank
James.
You.
I know that the town of Pittsboro had that last night, and congratulations on the election in general. How does it feel to be kind of taking a first step into local government?
I think the first word would be surreal, if I'm going to be honest. And then after that, I would say that there's the weight of some responsibility. The first bit was sort of, it's branding. It's almost ego driven. Like you're out there, you're trying to convince people you're the person for the job, and then people start to get behind you, and that has responsibility. And then you get more and more help, and then suddenly you're there, and now I've got to deliver the goods.
That's right.
And I'm excited for that challenge.
Well, that's great to hear. And Randy, why did you want to make a point of bringing James by today?
Well, it was a very interesting election in Pittsboro. As we talked about, we had a former mayor and a current mayor running against each other. Cindy Perry was also sworn in last night. And Michael Fiocco was the one who lost, which everyone would agree was a hard worker.
Yes,
had been on the board for three terms. He and his wife own Flyleaf Books. I mean, if we had more seats, I think James would agree. We'd love to have Mike and James on the board. But I thought, given that James moved to town, he's been in Chatham about 20 years, but in Pittsboro probably a couple years, and he worked on this campaign during the pandemic with his son, I thought, you know, we got a new commissioner coming in. We haven't had a new one on this cycle in many years, since probably 2009 when Michael won. Mm. And I thought, you know, with James's campaign focusing on water quality, downtown vitality, a lot of issues that matter to the people, let's bring him on. So the first question right off the bat is, when I ran and when I traveled the state, you know, people, I have a German name, James. They'd say, is your name Voller? Is it Voller? Should we holler for Voller? So what's the proper way to say your name when the public calls you out?
I think my name is James Vose.
James Vose, everybody. It's James Vose, not Voss, James Vose. So we were talking, you and I, at Aromatic Roasters about your campaign and kind of your dreams. You know, once you win, you got 5 weeks till that swearing-in time.
Yeah.
And you said you ran the campaign and your son played a role. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. How did you
play a role in the campaign?
How
Waylon?
Did you help him out, Waylon?
I helped him with some ideas and stuff.
You did more than ideas. You knocked down some doors with me. We made some rookie mistakes. First time out, we made a bunch of door hangers that didn't say something as simple as paid for by James Vose for.
Right.
Right. It didn't have an announcement on it. So I think we put something like 3,000 stickers on 3,000 door hangers.
Yeah, it was
and
a
I
lot.
Think you helped me hand out probably 1,500 of those. So you've knocked on some doors and talked into some ring doorbells.
Yeah.
So I want you to know, Waylon, that even very experienced campaigners like the Republican Party or the Democratic Party make the same mistake, and they get crossways with the disclaimers. Mm-hmm. And I have seen many a group of volunteers put on those exact stickers. So what was it like as a young man working with your dad on his very first campaign?
It was pretty fun. It was a different experience than I'm used to.
So were you excited to meet people at the door? Sometimes folks are scared to knock on the door and meet someone.
Yeah, usually people were surprised to see me on their doorsteps.
Well, they were probably thinking you were a bit young to be running for commissioner. But you went out there with your dad. That's a bonding experience. My first win in 2005, my dad was a bit older. And I was a bit older, but I was only 36 when I ran, and I was excited to work with my dad. It's a bonding experience. You're going to remember this for the rest of your life. That's you and your dad, and maybe one day you'll run too.
How does it feel knowing that your dad is going to be part of local government and helping make decisions for the town of Pittsboro?
Proud and happy, I would say.
Yeah. Oh. Is it a little weird to think about him being in charge of something like that?
Yeah, it's a little surprising to think that he has that big responsibility.
Surprising, really?
Yeah.
So now when Dad says you got to clean up your room, it has a little bit more zing to it?
Yeah.
We'll call the town manager if not.
And maybe we'll pass a resolution that all rooms will be clean, but then I would be guilty too because my wife would be on my case there.
It's not helping anybody.
So as a young kid in Pittsburgh, what would you like to see a new town board do?
I want to see better water.
Better water.
That makes sense.
Did you know that was part of your dad's campaign?
Yeah.
What else?
Also, I would want...
Well, do you want recreation spaces, places for young people to go? There's a new Boys and Girls Club being built in town. I mean,
we've got a new YMCA.
We've got a new YMCA that might get built. Are you looking for new opportunities for folks your age?
Yeah. Probably like a playground or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, you've got a better chance than I of like getting Dad to work on that. Let's talk about it at dinner. So, James, we have you here, and I know you ran on one of your main issues was the water quality issue, which really every town is dealing with in some way, shape, or form.
I think that's very true, but ours is bad right now.
And it's bad because we get the water out of the river.
Right.
And intermittently, there could be dumping in there that would be point source from Greensboro, although they may not know exactly where it's coming from. And it creates a situation where, for a period of time, the 1,4-dioxane or the PFAS is elevated.
To very, very unsafe levels.
Yes.
Unheard of levels.
So would it be safe to say that one of your focuses for the people in your 4 years is going to be focused on how to turn that around?
Oh, absolutely. There's a big goal in front of us, but we've got 4 years to make some real progress here. And it's time to get started now.
Good. Well, you had your first meeting last night. What'd you think? I was watching you on Zoom, and I hope this is the last time that I have to do that. I really prefer the live meetings.
I prefer the live meetings also. And I think Mayor Cindy Perry also is going to go in that direction sooner rather than later.
So what was it like kind of jumping right in there? For one thing, the town is 6 months behind, no fault of yours, on getting their minutes approved. So you're going to be voting on minutes that you weren't even at the meeting.
That I wasn't even a part of.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a bit awkward. To me, these are almost like memorandums for record, right? We can go back, we can fact check, and I guess I'm trusting staff, and I think it's well-founded trust.
Well, good.
But certainly I wasn't there for the minutes that I'm approving.
I know that when we talk with people who have just gotten sworn in or the period between election day to being sworn in, they describe it as kind of drinking from a fire hose. Has your experience been like that, too? Because it's a lot, too. As you mentioned, a lot of responsibilities now. It's also just kind of understanding how that stuff works behind the scenes in addition to just the normal stuff that people see during the open meetings.
Absolutely. Understanding the process is huge. Knowing when to jump in or to wait a few more seconds is probably equally as huge. But on top of that, everybody seems to have a conversation that they want to have now, which is interesting. And really, that is something I would like to keep the door open to. I don't say that facetiously at all. I think representative government is supposed to be just that. And in a town of 4,000 people, everybody should know somebody that they can pick up the phone and call. I've talked a lot about doing open Zoom meetings at least every other week for maybe 90 minutes on Fridays, say 3:30 to 5. It's open and it's on and there's an available link that anybody can go. I think in a town as small as ours that is going to be as big as ours is going to be, I feel like that is a very scalable way to have an open door policy.
We're speaking with James Vose, who is a Pittsburgh town commissioner, also small business owner over in Chatham County. We've got his son, Waylon, in the studio with us, too, as well as Randy Voller, our publisher of the Chatham County Line newspaper. We've got a few minutes left. Anything else that you want to cover with James?
We had a tremendous Christmas parade. You'll be riding in the float next year, but the weather was great. It wasn't too cold. So where were you this year for the parade?
Well, we went down to the parade, and somebody had an ear infection and just was not feeling it.
Waylon wasn't feeling it?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, you know what? You're going to have a great Christmas, Waylon. The parade was wonderful. Next year, your dad's going to be up there in the float. You get to see him go right by in the second car. But there's a lot of issues, I think, coming forward. Last night, they voted on funding for the Main Street program, which has been a topic we've talked about a few times here. I know that there's a lot of concern about the viability and strength of merchants in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and in any town, really, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, but downtown. I think a focus of your board will be on making sure those businesses are resilient and viable.
I would say that is a heavy focus of mine. Absolutely.
Especially well, you are a small business owner.
I was going to say,
as a small business owner, I moved to Pittsburgh because of that Main Street, because of the Main Street that we have, because of the businesses, because of the people, and the idea of shoving them aside rather than fostering the growth. I think that's just deplorable. We can do so much better than that.
What would your ideal downtown Pittsburgh look like?
I'd like to see more retail. I'd like to see a lot more retail. I would like to see the west side of town develop into some more retail space. Seems like there's good room for growth that way. A lot of the downtown space that we have is taken up by things like attorneys, and they're established, and that's their business space, and nobody should ever ask them to leave. However, we need destinations. We need spots that people are coming to park, and they're going to hit two stores while they're down there and spend a few dollars. I think those things are important to me. I feel like Chatham Park should see downtown Pittsburgh as a great ally, as we are nestled close, 2 minutes away from charming downtown Pittsburgh. That should be a selling point.
Well, we hope to see you at the Welcome Center down there that is right there on the corner. And I can assure you that Chatham Park and those folks do see it as an asset. But, I mean, with new people moving in and maybe not knowing what the past is,
yeah.
You know, folks aren't really sure what they think about downtown. But I will say this, if the county is going to be moving buildings and facilities out of downtown, that's going to be a giant sucking sound that's going to need some real planning. And I know that they are planning on moving some of their facilities out of downtown.
That's what I've heard also.
Well, we have time for one more question, and I might as well ask it. What are you kind of most looking forward to now that you've officially been sworn in, you've got your first meeting under the belt? What are you most looking forward to in 2022 doing with the town of Pittsburgh?
Learning what I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm too green to bluster right now. I'm super energetic. I'm eager. But I'm also open to the idea that there's a lot of learning to be done, and there's a steep curve.
I'm a big fan of local government. It's the closest you get to the people in our democracy, and they deal with issues like broadband, transportation, housing, sewer, wastewater, water. This is where actually the people get to touch and get to know their officials, you know, by calling you, by you having those Zoom calls, and this is where democracy can actually thrive and a vision could be implemented.
Well, you can check out last night's Town of Pittsburgh Commissioners meeting by going to pittsburghnc.gov. That is their website. You can also head to chathamcountyline.org, where you can find some stuff that Randy Voller and his team is working at there. Randy, James, and Waylon, thanks so much for taking the time to drop by here on the Chatham County Roundup this afternoon.
Thank you for having
me. Great to be here.
Thank you.